This is the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast.
Welcome to the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast. I'm really honored that you would join us again this month. We really believe in investing in leaders because when the leader gets better, everyone gets better. I also want to say a big thank you to those of you who take time to share on social media. I know a lot of you are actually going through these podcasts with people at your work or in your business. Thank you for doing everything you can to get the word out. And also, if you haven't subscribed yet, you can subscribe on YouTube or on iTunes. Also, thank you so much for rating or reviewing the podcast. It really helps get the word out, and it means a lot to me that you would do this. If you have questions, thoughts, comments, or ideas, I love hearing from you. You can email me at leadership@life.church, leadership@life.church. And I always love to try to answer a couple of questions. In this particular episode, I'm not going to deal with any questions because the content is a little bit longer, but next month I'll answer questions. So what we're going to do today is this. I'm going to give you a teaching. Then we're going to review the content because as we review, it really helps to drive the content deeper into our hearts. And then at the very end, I've got application questions, which that's probably the most important part because we want to apply what we learn and that's where we grow as leaders. Let me give you the title of today's episode. This month, we're talking about firing your inner boss. Firing your inner boss. You may say, what in the world do you mean by that? It should become evident as we go through this. Let me start with this question. Why do you think most people leave their jobs? If you have high turnover in your business or in your nonprofit, high turnover is never really a good sign. We want to do everything we can to keep that percentage as low as possible, to engage in people and keep them satisfied in their roles. But why do you think people leave their jobs? According to a Gallup poll that interviewed over 1 million workers, the number one reason that people leave their job is because they don't like their boss. People leave their job because they do not like their direct supervisor. In fact, someone said, people don't leave companies, they leave bad bosses. They don't leave jobs, they leave bad supervisors when they don't feel appreciated, engaged, or valued. Chances are, at some point in your career, you've experienced a bad boss. For example, if you were ever at a job where you didn't like or respect your boss, the odds are really, really high you didn't love that job. On the other hand, it's so true as well. If you ever worked under a strong leader who cared for you, invested in you, and believed in you, chances are really, really good you enjoyed what you were doing. Why? Because the boss can make all the difference. What I want to do in this episode is create just what appears to be a small change in thinking, but the implications are really, really big. Rather than trying to be an effective boss, what I want to do is talk to you about being a great leader. Let me just say it again. Instead of being just a good boss, I want to talk to you about being a great leader. Before you roll your eyes and say, that's not that big of a deal, this change of mindset is actually way more important than you could ever imagine. What I want to do is give a foundation first, and then we're going to get into the real differences between being a boss and a leader. Let's talk about maybe your role right now. If you're over a department, over a project, or over a team, you may be the boss, but that doesn't mean that you're the leader. Just because you have a title doesn't mean that you've actually got the hearts of the people and are able to lead them to the right outcome. What tends to happen? You've seen this over and over again. Power can do unusual things to different people. When you promote someone to a new position of power, it can bring out some really good qualities, but often it brings out qualities that are not so positive. In fact, that's why people say, if you want to test a person's character, give him or her power. You've seen this maybe in your organization. A decent guy gets promoted and suddenly he becomes a real jerk as a leader. Or a talented woman gets promoted into a new role and suddenly she starts acting irrationally. What happens? Power can do unusual things to different people. Why is this? Well, the moment you're put in charge, the first thing to rise to the surface generally is not your confidence, but your insecurities. The moment you're promoted in the organization, generally what happens on the inside is you tend to think, am I good enough? Will they see through me? Can I pull this off? Do I have what it takes? Can I get the results? In fact, I'm working on a teaching for a future podcast called The Insecure Leader. How do we deal with insecurities as a leader? As you're promoted, generally what happens is the first thing to rise to the top is not your confidence, but your insecurities. Then that's where things start to break down. Whenever we're in charge and we feel insecure, we almost always overcompensate with unhealthy behavior. Let me say that again. It's really important. Whenever we're in charge of an organization, a department, some new initiative, and we feel insecure, we almost always overcompensate with unhealthy behavior. What do? You've seen this. We control. We micromanage. We become overly critical. We become defensive. We tend to blame others. We stop listening, or we deflect with humor and sarcasm. As I'm saying this, chances are right now you're thinking of somebody in your organization because this is what an insecure leader tends to do. In other words, when we're the boss and we're too insecure, we've got the wrong mindset, what we end up doing is we have the attitude, I'm the boss, this is the way it's going to be, you need to come in line, and that's when things always start to break down. That's why I want to encourage you to fire your inner boss. Get rid of the boss. There's a new one in town, and this is going to be the leader. I like what Simon Sinek says. He says, a boss has a title, a leader has the people. We're never going to strive to be a boss. We're going to strive to be an effective leader. Why? A boss may have power, but power is not the most important quality in leadership. Leadership is never about title or position. It's about trust and about influence. In fact, this is one of my favorite statements is this. Position may give you power to control, but trust will give you permission to lead. Let me say it again. Position may give you power to control, but trust will give you permission to lead. That's why none of us ever want to work for a boss who bosses and controls. Who do we want to work for? We want to work for a leader who leads and cares. Let's talk about the differences between being a boss and a leader. I came up with 12 or 13. I narrowed it down to what I consider to be the five most important differences between a boss and a leader. The first one is this. What does a boss do? A boss instills fear. A leader inspires confidence. There's a big difference. A boss instills fear. A leader inspires confidence. For example, if you've ever been under a boss that kind of makes you afraid, you're a little tentative, what tends to happen? Whenever you're afraid in the workplace, your energy is directed towards survival and not success. You just want to stay out of the way. You want to make sure you do what's necessary to stay in the role, and all of your energy is focused towards surviving and not succeeding. What tends to happen? Fear generally leads to inaction. When you're afraid, you don't want to take risks, and so instead of moving forward, you hesitate where you are. Then inaction tends to lead to a lack of confidence. Suddenly we're not so secure, which leads to more fear, and we've got a very unhealthy cycle. Fear leads to inaction, which leads to a lack of confidence, which leads to more fear. That's what a boss will do. Instead of creating confidence in the team, everybody's afraid of making a mistake, and so suddenly there's a very negative spiral. As a leader, what we want to do is not just instill confidence in ourselves as a leader, but what we want is we want our team to be confident in themselves. We want the person, the team player, to recognize they've got great gifts, they're talented, and they're in the right role to make a big difference. We want to inspire confidence in themselves. We want to inspire confidence in what we stand for, and we want to inspire confidence in where we're going. We're an organization on a mission. We have the right people. We have the right chemistry. We have the right team. We stand for the right things, and that's what we want to do as a leader, is we want to inspire confidence that the right people are here doing the right thing, moving the mission forward. There's a big difference. A boss instills fear. Uh-oh, I'm so afraid. A leader inspires confidence. The second big difference is this. A boss assigns blame. A leader takes responsibility. A big difference. Something goes wrong, a boss points the finger and assigns blame. On the other hand, a leader takes responsibility. What tends to happen? If you're a leader and you're always blaming somebody else, it's their fault, they didn't do this, our team doesn't, they won't, or whatever, why are we doing this? Almost every single time when we're consistently blaming others, it's because we're avoiding some important issue about our own leadership. Let me say this again because there's somebody that needs to hear this. Whenever we're consistently pointing the fingers to others, the problem is we're blaming others because there's some important issue about our own leadership that we're refusing to address. What do? We don't assign blame. We as the leader accept responsibility. I like to say this. We fix problems. We don't fix blame. We fix problems. We don't fix blame. If you haven't listened to episode 4, it was called The Forbidden Phrase. And in our organization, we don't allow people to ever say this. We never say, our people won't. What tends to happen in any organization is whenever there's a lack of something you want, an ineffective boss will assign blame. Our people, they don't get here early. Our people don't work a full day. Our people aren't fully engaged. Our people aren't excellent in all they do. Our people don't have a strong work ethic. The millennials, they're just blah, 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 or whatever. There's always assigning blame. Instead, we never ever say our people won't. We say we have not led our people to. We take responsibility. We haven't led our people to have an excellent work ethic. We haven't led our people to give their very best. We never assign blame. As a leader takes responsibility. Another difference that's really important is this. A boss demands loyalty, but a leader extends trust. A boss demands loyalty, but a leader extends trust. Here's a common quote. Chances are you might have heard this. Loyalty is hard to find. Trust is easy to lose. Loyalty is hard to find. Trust is easy to lose. I disagree wholeheartedly. A great leader extends trust and therefore receives loyalty. Another common quote is this. Well, trust is earned. Trust is earned. That is not the way a leader thinks. What a leader thinks is, we've recruited and trained the best people. Therefore, because we have the best people, trust is not earned. Trust is extended. Mistrust is earned. We're starting from a totally different mindset as a leader. Because we're surrounded by the best people, they don't have to earn our trust. They've already earned our trust by getting through the process. These are great people. Trust is extended. Mistrust is earned. And what does this do? Well, when a leader extends trust, what do the people generally feel? They feel a sense of loyalty back because trust has been extended. This is where the difference comes in. A boss demands loyalty. And let me just say as a side note, if you've ever had a boss that demanded loyalty, chances are really, really good is they didn't give it back. Whenever you demand loyalty, it's almost always one way. But whenever you extend trust, loyalty is the natural response to a great leader who extends trust. A boss demands loyalty, a leader extends trust. Another difference is this. A boss controls people, a leader empowers people. A boss tries to control, a leader empowers. What's the problem with a controlling boss? You've all worked for one before. Controlling bosses limit progress. Controlling bosses limit progress. I've said it before and I will say it again. You can have control or you can have growth, but you cannot have both. That's why a leader empowers people. Instead of controlling, we're going to empower. I like Becky Broden's quote. Becky says, leadership is not about wielding authority. It's about empowering people. What are we doing? As an empowering leader, we're not just giving people tasks. Instead, we're giving people responsibility. What's the difference? When we give a team member a task, we're training them to do. Go do what I ask you to do. When we give them responsibility, what do? We're training them to lead. There's a big difference. We're not just saying go do a task that trains people to do a task. When we give them responsibility, we're empowering them and training them to become leaders. Here's the bottom line. We're not going to control people. As a leader, we're going to empower them. We want them to know, we hired you because you're talented. We brought you on to improve things in our organization. We believe that you're capable of pushing the mission forward, not just doing what you're told, but creating an environment that helps us to succeed. What's the difference? A boss controls people. A leader empowers people. Another difference is this. A boss is often guarded. A leader is transparent. A boss is often guarded. A leader is transparent. Why is a boss guarded? Because of fears, an insecure boss rarely admits to weakness, often appears distant, and likes to avoid or control information. Because of the fears, we're going to keep a distance from everybody else and we're going to control the information. A secure leader, on the other hand, does what? A secure leader admits to mistakes, doesn't have to know it all, can be very real and vulnerable. Here's what we need to understand, and I hope you'll understand this as a leader. No one expects you to be perfect. No one expects you to be perfect as a leader. In fact, when you think about it, people actually like it when you're not perfect. I've said before that people admire your strengths, but they connect with you because of your weaknesses. They may look back and say, well, I love the fact that you're a strong visionary, and, you know, I admire your strengths, but they connect with you through your weaknesses. That's why I always say as a leader, be yourself. At the end of every podcast, be yourself, because people would rather follow a leader who is always real than one who's always right. Don't be guarded as a leader. Let your guard down. Be transparent. Be vulnerable. You don't have to vomit everything on your team. But if you're real, they'll connect with you as a real person. There'll be trust and you can move the ball forward. That's why in this episode, I want to tell you, fire your inner boss. Sit down with the boss inside of you. And obviously, I'm going to kind of give you a cheesy metaphor, but say, you know what? Life is short. It's going to throw you a curveball. You no longer get to work here. We're bringing in a leader. This leader is going to inspire. This leader is not going to be in controlling. Boss, take your things and go home. Fire your inner boss. Fire your inner boss. Because anyone can intimidate. A leader inspires. Anyone can control. A leader empowers. Anyone can scare followers, but a leader builds and inspires other leaders. Anyone can create fear. A leader helps create the future. Anyone can make you think that they're important, but a leader will help you see that you are important. A leader tends to make everyone think I'm important as a leader, but you as a leader will help the people see they're really, really important. Let's review. Why do people leave their jobs? The number one reason they leave their jobs is because they don't like their boss. They don't leave companies, they leave bad bosses. So, Simon Sinek says this, a boss has a title, a leader has the people. We need to understand leadership isn't about title or position, it's about trust and influence. Position may give you power to control, but trust will give you permission to lead. What are some differences between a boss and a leader? A boss instills fear. A leader inspires confidence. A boss assigns blame. We as leaders take responsibility. A boss demands loyalty. A leader extends trust. Whenever we extend trust, people respond with loyalty. A boss controls people. A leader empowers people. We don't just give them tasks, we give them responsibility. If we give them tasks, we're training them to do. If we give them responsibility, we're empowering them to lead. A boss is often guarded. A leader is transparent. People may admire your strengths, but they're going to connect with your weaknesses. That's why you're going to fire your inner boss. Anyone can make you think that they are important. A leader helps you see that you are important. Application questions, and then we're done. Number one, of the five differences we talked about, which one are you more of a boss than a leader? The five differences we talked about, where are you more boss-like than leader-like? And let me just give you a little hint. If you're not sure, ask the people around you, because I can promise you, they know. And this is really important to be really honest and say, okay, I am more controlling, or I am more guarded. And be really honest, and let's name at least one area that we're going to work on. And that leads us to application question number two is this. What is your action plan to improve? What is your specific action plan to improve? you may get some people around you to give you feedback, and you may even set some goals and say, here's very specifically what I'm going to do to become more empowering, or here's very specifically what I'm going to do to start accepting responsibility, or here's very specifically what I'm going to do to start being more transparent or more vulnerable in my leadership. Be very specific in your goals. Why? Because general goals do not lead to specific changes. Be very specific, because general goals do not lead to specific changes. I look forward to having you again with us next month. Thank you again for rating, reviewing. Please subscribe to this podcast when you can. Thank you for sharing on social media. I hope you'll help get the word out. When the leader gets better, everyone gets better. What do you need to remember? Remember, remember, remember. As a leader, be yourself. Why? Because people would rather follow a leader who's always real than one who's always right.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast. If you want to go deeper into this episode or any previous episode, you can find additional resources and show notes, all available completely for free at life.church/leadership podcast. Or you can sign up to subscribe to have those notes sent directly to your inbox at the same site. And as you know, Craig always answers your questions, and he loves hearing your stories of how you are growing as a leader. If you have any questions or a story to share, we would love to hear about it. All you have to do is send us an email to leadership@life.church. And for all of you who are helping us spread the word, I know Craig really appreciates it, and we appreciate it as well. To continue the momentum of the spread of the Leadership Podcast, we would love for you to rate, review, and subscribe to it on iTunes to help others grow in their leadership as well, because we all know as the leader gets better, everyone gets better. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time right here at the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast.